Hello, this session is also on using SPSS, but this time the application is factor analysis. This again takes us to a new level of complexity perhaps, but there's a lot of guidance here on how to do a factor analysis with SPSS. I think this is a good way just to familiarise yourself with the use of SPSS to do something a little bit more complicated than the basic inferential and descriptive statistics. Although in the self-directed learning exercise here, you're invited to look at the data just as you were last time on the SPSS file and to come up with your own analysis and to run them. You can't do any harm, you can't do anything wrong to the file or to SPSS, so please feel free just to, in a sense, play about with the data. For this session, you'll need to go to the VLE and download the SPSS file, spssteaching1.sav, and the instructions for doing the analysis are in the articulate presentation on factor analysis with SPSS. So there isn't a separate Word document here. Follow the guidance in the articulate presentation and then try to do the same with the SPSS file in SPSS. And there's an excellent YouTube link here also on doing exactly the same thing, on doing a factor analysis, strictly speaking a principal components analysis, but it's essentially the same thing using SPSS. So again, just want you to become confident and opening SPSS files, finding the data, doing some manipulations and some basic analysis and also some slightly more advanced analysis, just so that you're comfortable in this environment, and if you come to using SPSS in the future, you'll know something about it.